Shantikunj, you know what it is? The sense of Gayatri. And Brahmavarchas is the scientific aspects of it. And whenever the scientific aspect comes, machines come in. When I'm saying a machine, I mean a machine. In us, we have a radio, a mobile, a TV, the electric switch, so many, many, many electrical yantras. In the same way, the basic 24 machines are in our human body. That is what we have to understand by Brahmavarchas. And when this Brahmavarchas is linked with Chandrayana Vrata, something really happens. And when I say Chandrayana Vrata, Vrata, you know, is what we call, in our technical way, the Diksha. You know about the Gayatri Yantra, Dashikta, Mantrakshara, Bijakshara, Adhyatmika Shakti, Laukika Shakti. There is the Diksha there. That is what I am telling you to do. The basic, the Adya Shakti, the power of Adya Shakti, or you can understand Parabrahma. And now this Parabrahma is another word which we don't clearly understand. Wherever there is a Brahma is there, it always means an expansion. Brahma, with a seed, everything goes. You remember? And remember that this Brahma develops from or grows from the navel of Vishnu. And now we will have to understand these names Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Much better is Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara. Be about these words. The Guru, where we say the Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And you can take them as the navel, Brahma, the heart, the Vishnu, and your brain is the Shiva. That we will have to understand very clearly. That is why when the Kuntal Dain, the serpent goes up, and goes up, it is the serpent, the sarpa of the Shiva which goes up. That is what is there in the Shayana Vishnu Sahasranama. All of you seeing it? All of you? And now you try to understand what exactly we mean by the sea there. Be very clear what I am wanting people to understand. That sea, if you can really understand, is your blood. And I know exactly, but our composition of our blood and the sea, I just don't know where I have read it, and if you can get the answer for it, you will find one that's very similar. The composition of sea and our blood, only the rung is, color is different because of some hemoglobin or something they call. So, when I am telling you about the Vishnu Sahasra Nama, you should understand what I say when I am talking about the Pranamaya Kosha. See the figure? Pranamaya Sharira. You know what I am showing? See that? All of you seeing it? In Telugu it is there. Be very, very clear about your Pranamaya Kosha. Don't think that it is something solid like this, it's lines. Because you know that Pranamaya Kosha is liquid. A liquid can't have a very line-wise body. There are something hazy portions in our Pranamaya Sharira, like the waves of the sun. You know, in the sea, you see the Vishnu Sahasranama sleeping. Are you able? You have the sea. I'm only see the sea, the Samudra. Another name for sea is Samudra. Another meaning of Samudra means, Sa means with, Mudra means the scenes, the Chitta, your habits. Why I'm telling you is, until and unless you clearly know the Pranamaya Kosha and of course your Annamaya Sharira and your Bhautik Sharira, and the Annamaya Sharira is linked with the Pranamaya Sharira, you have to be very clear about it. And when we are talking about Samudra in your Pranama, you know, sea is nothing but water. The Samudra of us is our prana, our life, and our life has got its own Samudra. It has got its own seas. Is it very clear to all of you? Slowly try to understand what I am saying. See the figure I am talking about. The Udana Kanthamu Shirasu Bhagamu. Be very clear about these names, and you have to learn it like a scientist and like a doctor. After seeing the figure, you should not know about it. You should know about your own body, and I am talking about Vishnu Sahasranama's meditation. That is why it is so very, very important. So the sea there is your Pranamaya Sharira. Well, everybody has got his own waves in the Samudra, in the sea. We can say the ocean in different places have different names. The Indian Sea, the Arabian Sea, something like that. But all are one and the same. We decide the differences. Am I very clear with you? Are you able to understand the Pranamaya Sharira? They are like the waves. Your wave is different from another wave, but all are in the same Samudra. Is it clear to all of you? And now you think about the Udana, above the throat and head part. Be very clear about it. This is the wave in the Pranamaya Sharira. Be very, very clear until and unless you understand this concept, you can understand the yantra we are trying to tell you. The yantra is a diagram of how you have to live in your Pranamaya Sharira. And now see the Vishnu Sahasranamas. He is in full dressed as if ready to fight. that he is seeing as if he is sleeping. But before we go into that, again let me tell you about your sea. In the sea there are about five waves in you. Samudra, your ocean, me, samudramu, aidu rakalaina 20 waves untai prati variki. Kani prati samudra tarangamu nu chusin dani batti place maarutundi, but it is the same wave. Am I clear? When you go to Odarevu in the wave is the same everywhere, but from where we are seeing it, that is the point. These are the waves. We have our own five waves. And naturally, the highest high level wave in the samudra, you think yourself as if your pranamaya sharira is well, everyone with all. The seas, the name are different, the waves about what we are talking about it, but the sea is one and the same throughout the world. Am I clear? That is what I am trying to tell you about your pranamaya sharira. The etheric body, of course, has somewhat link with it, but don't worry about it. I am telling about the pranamaya sharira, the udana. The name itself shows it is going up. And then the pranamaya, a smaller wave. You are able to see the four waves in you. The highest wave going on, the pranamaya wave is going on, the samana wave is going on, the apana wave is going on, and of course all these waves are there because of the vyana, prana. All the waves have their own vyana. Am I very clear to you, all of you, to understand the waves in the ocean, in pranamaya sharira, in the liquid? You have to think like that. That is why the samudra is so important. And you always remember that samudra is must be your chitta, your habits. Fix it, you can't change it, you know. And the entire yoga is nothing but to yogaha chitta vritti. You can't do anything with that in the waves. What you can do is you can control them. Nirodhaha. And naturally, as you see, there are four. The udana wave, the prana wave, the sapana wave, and the apana wave. But because of the jnana everywhere. And now these four waves of prana, your chitta vrittis, are naturally linked up with Patanjali yoga four box points. I will come later, forget about it. All of you have understood your oceans, all of you. Is there anything for me to read? All of you have understood your four waves based off vyana. Is it very clear to you all? The vyana is the cause of your four levels, just as the sea water is there for the waves. Very clear for this pranamaya sharira? And this pranamaya sharira, naturally, though there is the wave, the different parts of the waves are your pranamaya koshas. But actually the entire ocean is same throughout the world, whatever name you give to it. Similarly, the pranamaya kosha is well one and the same. And that is why when once you can understand into the pranamaya kosha, naturally you are everywhere, if you know how to use it. So this is the first point in Vishnu Sahasranama I want you to know. The samudra, your pranas. Out of the sea's vyana, there are four waves in you. The udana, higher level, prana, and of course, the samana, and of course, the apana, waves in you. Now you have to see that you are a part of the Pranamaya Sharira in the sea. Sea means Chitta Vritti because of Samudra. And now go to the Vishnu Sahasranama meditation. Now what is happening? Now there are about 1, 2, 3 or 2.5 coils. Kundalini, I don't remember, it is 3.5. Well, you see the coils in your Muladhara. Only 2 you are able, and 1 is third, probably is coming up or the tail is going in. All of you, in the wave of your Vyana, remember about your Vyana. And sometimes Vyana and Na and Sa, sometimes it confuse. So the Vyana may be the Vyasa, whatever it is, the Guru Pitha. And that's why it is known as the Vyasa Pitha, the Guru's Pitha, whatever it is. It's my way of explaining about Vyana. And now, you see, on the your own Vyana Sharira, the Kundalini is in coil. If you can understand, in the sea, you can use them as if like a whirled something like, if you can understand, but it is not an exact word for it, but you can take it as a your will in the Muladhara, in the basis of Pranayama. And of course the Prana Sharira is the ocean, which is one and the same to all, but it has got its own. All of you got it, your Muladhara. But you remember, it is something of the whole Samudra, all the world. It is only a will pole in you. It is your basis. Then where? Now you understand what is happening there. It is the basis of Shiva, the Sarpa. And when it goes up to your Udana, it becomes not Sarpa but Mahasarpa, the fourth dimensional Sarpa. When the word Maha is used, we should always know we are talking about the fourth dimension, not three dimensions. So if you can develop your will, the coiled Muladhara, into fourth dimension, then that is Sahasrara. Whatever it means, I myself don't know what it means, but you are also don't know what it is, but you are able to understand what to do. Now you see, the Vishnu Sahasranama again, that is what I am trying to understand you. The Vishnu, you always remember, is your prana. The samana, the navel, is the Brahma. And of course, the brain, the udana, is Shiva. This you try to understand the definitions. Don't worry about the devas. To hell with these devas. It is there already in you. You have to use them. So what hell with Brahma, Vishnu, Guru, Brahma, Guru, Vishnu, Guru, Devo, Maheshara? To head with that Guru who is outside you. What is the use of thinking a God, books, lot of books in medicine? If the medicine is in you, well, that is okay. If not, what can you do with all those books? But if you read them and put it inside you, it's good. That is what I am trying to tell you. So now, the basis of Brahma, you have understood, the Samana Udara Bhagamu. That is what Vishnu's Brahma is. And now, it is very interesting to see that the Brahma has something very interesting. Whenever a Shakti is said, it is given a feminine name. Don't think that it is the wife of Brahma. Do you want to say that the interest or the brain of doctor and his body is one and the same? Well, it is one and the same. Don't say that his brain is his wife. So now to understand what I am trying to tell you. You see the Brahma. Actually the Brahma is in the navel. But do you know that much of your naveling thoughts, if you think, it comes from the brain? When you think something fear, don't you feel that your stomach is having something, something?
Butterfly.
Never heard about those things, or whatever you call it. But where you are thinking about them, and you say it is happening in your butterfly, because the Brahma is there, the physical aspect is there. Even though the Shakti is above, in the Saraswati, it works into the navel. That is exactly what we are seeing in the Vishnu Sahasranama. Am I very clearly talking about? But unfortunately, this whatever you say in your stomach when you think, that all of you know about it, that when you want to think something very important, interesting or anything, it is not the brain which is giving your brain. It gives you your navel, whatever you call it. Send it. Butterflies in the stomach. Wow. And now, you see the four hands of Saraswati. And do you know what Sarasavati is? Sarasavati. Do it a bit fast. Sarasavati, Saraswati, Saraswati. So to hell with Saraswati, but we are interested with your sa rasa vati. With your rasa, it becomes. So what is Saraswati? Is your taste. But you know only the figure taste of your food. You ever heard about some word, you think something. You remember, sometimes, a word. Do you think that your tastes are just like in the butterfly in the stomach, there are some stomach in your mouth? Butterflies are what you said? The butterflies in your stomach. So why not the butterflies in your mouth? If you have not heard it, well, you will hear it. Some words, you know, when you use those words, the taste of it, the sa rasavati, is different. Right? But the entire your human body is sa rasavati, the blood must be correct. The taste buds. Correctly. Correctly. So you are now able to understand that the Brahma in the navel can only give you something creative, not your brain. If you can understand your butterflies in your stomach, and if these real butterflies can do something for creative for you, a real creative also thinks like that. Well, that is the link with brain, Brahma in the navel, and Sarasavati in the brain. And now I was telling you about the four hands of Sarasavati. Brahma, as far as why our scientific development of Gayatri, that is what Parampuja Gurudev wanted it from Brahmavachas. The four heads of Brahma becomes the four hands of Saraswati. Do you know the difference? The Shakti of the hands and the brain is Brahma, the Mukha. Am I clear? All of you? And there are four words or five. So what? Brahma. All of you write it. I want you to do it. Because I want something from out of it. All of you got the Brahma? Actually, the Shakti of Brahma are the hands, the four hands of Saraswati. Is it right? Now what are the four hands? I will later tell you the real what I wanted to tell of Brahma, because I will give something for you to think. Now the Saraswati always thinks with words. The words are the four words of Brahma.
Four heads.
Four
heads of Brahma.
Heads. Saraswati. And when it comes down into the work, it becomes the four hands. This is the link between Brahma and Saraswati. The Saraswati gives you the energy to do something. And if you don't do it, that means the Saraswati is not yet okay. Am I clear? And now, what Parampuja said, don't worry about the Veena. I will give you that music every day between 6 to 6:15 p.m. Very clear if you know how to use it. So you have to use it every day. And if possible, at that time. If possible, because today at 6 to 6:15 I think it is very difficult for some people. But if they want it, they can put somewhere standing in a bus stand or somewhere as if, and you can put your
eardrum.
You know how to use it much better than me. So the Veena is gone. That Parampuja Guruji said, you never know the Brahma Veena of Saraswati. But see, the Saraswati of Parampuja Guruji is Nada Yoga. All of you are understanding what I am going to into your life of the Yantra. Don't worry why I am telling about it. I am telling you about the Yantra. There are the three levels of Gayatri. Bhur, Bhuvah, Svaha, Bhur, Bhuvah, Svaha. And there are this Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha are these three parts of Gayatri. So I am still going on to the Yantra. All of you understood? All of you? So now the brain.
Please repeat the link.
We know Gayatri Mantra? All of you? Bhur is the physical world. You have the physical body. That is Brahma. In the navel. And it is in the navel that you come out of your mother. Into your navel. The Brahma is linked up there with the mother. Is it very clear to you? And now, the Lakshmi and Vishnu are linked up. I will can show the figure, but I won't expect now, I am still continuing it. You see, the heart is Lakshmi and the Durga is the sacral bone. No, don't worry about these two. Let us still, I am Saraswati. All of you, of course, have seen these three. Why I wanted to show it is that Gayatri is the Deva Mata, and you have the three mothers here. And in Bhagavata, that is a beautiful word I used to say, Mukurambalakamma. That is exactly this shloka. Don't worry about it, but I like that beautifully. Mukgara Mudamma. We will see it in
Bhagavata.
Beautiful Kantadavati. Okay. I am telling about between 6 to 6:15 music, the Veena is for you already, Parampuja Gurudev has given.
మమ్ముల నుండి అమ్మ నుండెడి అమ్మ
దుర్గమాయమ్మ కృపాబ్ది
నిచుట
మహత్వ కవిత పటువ సంపదల్.
Whatever it is, a beautiful one. So what I was telling you about, the brain and the real butterflies in your navel, and then the Vedas, usefully, Parampuja Gurudev has said, don't worry about your Veena of Saraswati, I am telling you for you. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing which I have really used it. But it is so comfortable that I don't want so comfortable. But if you can exactly do it at 6 to 6.15, if I think that is the time of whatever the time is, it is wonderful. If it is possible, it is wonderful. If not, whenever it is. You can use it continuously also, it doesn't matter anything. So the Veena about the four Saraswati, two hands are given by Parampuja Gurudev. He is doing it meta beta, meta istunadu vinaki. And then, very clearly you see, he is giving the Gayatri's two hands, clearly as it is there. The difference is, on the left hand, of course, the Veda is there as it is here. In the right hand, you can use a beat, a japa, or giving it to others, the kamandalu. That is what Parampuja Gurudev has given of Adi Gayatri for us. How he has developed it in our body. Because once this happens, once the Brahma, the creative energy starts, well, it happens. If the entire Brahma out of nothing can create the whole worlds, from the Vishnu's navel, then Brahma comes, what happens? There's nothing there to start with anything. But he does tapas. And what tapas also means the sanyama, sanyama. It is the same thing, because you get all these names unnoted. But if you can do the four sanyama, you have the four hands of Saraswati. Of them two, Parampuja Gurudev is giving you. You need not do anything, but you just hear about it. And then those two. Now you understand the two hands of Gayatri of Parampuja Gurudev. Very clear? All of you? That is the real tapas which you have to do. A real tapas you have to do. Sayama means it is three in one. In the third part of Patanjali, it talks about Vibhuti Yoga, where magics happen. These are these third, am I right? The three plus one. The first is Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. When all these three are in one, it becomes Sanyama. That is what has to do. The Sanyama of Samaya, Indriya, Vak and Ardha. Is it very clear to all of you? And now, let us again go back to the Pranamesh Sharira. And you remember, when I am talking about the Gayatri thing, I am talking about Gayantrayati iti Gayatri. So I am talking about Gayatri and the first basic Adya Shakti of Gayatri. So don't think I am going away somewhere else. I am there, to the point of Brahma Varchas, first Murti. Right? So this prana, again you remember, the wave of udana, the wave of prana, the wave of samana, the wave of apana. And these four have their own four powers. Each wave in your prana gives you something to do. You understand the udana thinks about your thoughts. The prana thinks about your breath. The samana thinks about your digesting, about your physical body, and also the digesting of your brain. You will have to understand that. The samana is one and the same. The same digestion is same everywhere. And now, when all doing things, naturally something you don't want, which are wasted, or at present now you don't want it. So apana just doesn't mean that it is gone. Sometimes you are doing something, naturally you will be putting something upon, not use them. So when you are thinking about the pranamaya kosha, you don't think about something physical, and apana means is gone away and finished away. At present moment you are not using the apana. Apana means drinking. At this moment I am not thinking about it. Am I very clear? And now, when you are thinking about these four pranas and the base of vyana, the base of the sea, enough, the four waves, come back the yantra. And it would be beautiful if you could give the figure of Adishakti Murti. But anyway, I am waiting for the Murti, which I said I will never use it. But you people force me to all these things, to learn and tell you. I am learning this, I am learning you now. Now, the Om, the triangle, Om and the triangle, if you understand, is the egoic lotus. All of you have got it? And well, you have the Gayatri. And do you know that Gayatri is in the vehicle of, what is it?
Hamsa.
And do you know that your breathing is your own Hamsa? And it winks or your diaphragm. All of you got it? You are able to see the Gayatri figure? They are able to see it? See the figure? So when the hums is there, the breath is going in and getting out. And do you know? This Hamsa, Soham or Hamsa, do you know this breathing? Do you know that because of this breath you are alive? And any moment the breath stops, you are gone. That is the Hamsa, the Shvasa. And now, in the mouth, the digestion goes into the sound, vegetables or whatever food you eat, and goes into the energy. And what happens to the breath? What digestion is going on? The breath, you know, a wonderful work which you already know is the purifying of our blood. A wonderful thing which you think, which you never think about it. But do you know that it is your breath which can purify your blood? And generally you think that it is the oxygen which purifies it, no doubt about it. And don't forget that if you leave oxygen, well, it will be dangerous. But well, oxygen does purification of the physical body, physical blood. But what about your thoughts? Don't you think that your thought, especially when something fearing or something, don't you know that your blood changes? All of you understand that? Your thoughts change your blood. And if you know that your thinking thoughts changes your blood, do you know how to use it? Well, that is what exactly Gayatri is. When you see the ego levels. All of you see it? See what I am telling something? This is what I am telling to you, all of you. All of you see what I am trying to tell. The ego, and I am, don't forget about the Vishnu, please. I will come back to ego. All this I am telling about the base of Mooladhara Chakra, above whom the Vishnu is sleeping. Don't forget what I am telling about. Now you see this ego. Do you know the yantra of Adishakti mantra, Gayatri mantra? Do you know what is exactly happening there? Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. When you get that energy from the sun, and you know what is the sun? When you sing, you will find it is somewhere above the science of meditation. I will tell you later about that monad. You accept that monad is a wave of sun. Is it clear to all of you? So, when you were, you see this permanent physical point, atom, the astral permanent atom, the mental unit. These three has to become Om. Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha. Are you able to see what I am telling to you? Bhur means the permanent physical atom. Permanent physical atom. Bhuvaha, the astral permanent atom. Mental unit. Swaha. They are two different things. But when it goes to the three levels, what is these three levels? The abstract mind, it becomes Om. So, Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha gets the energy from the sun. The ego goes up, from above it comes to the sun. And then what happens? That which sun's power is coming into you, the ego, it goes down, bhargaha, cleanses. Bhargo devasya dhimahi, our divine thinking, it goes into the blood. All the impurity thoughts are gone. And then what should you do if the purified thoughts have come? Dhiyo yonaha prachodayat. That is what we have to do with the Adi. Now go back to the yantra. Got it? See the yantra? So when you say Om and the three triangles, what does it mean? The Bhur Bhuva Swa are gone to the ego. And when it goes into the abstract mind, ego, the lower Bhur Bhuva Swaha physical and Bhur Bhuva Swaha the physical, astral, mental are linked. And all these are purified by Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. And while doing this, nine petals, you see the ego petals. Got it? No, you think like that. So, the highest three petals are Tat Savitur Varenyam. Then Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. And then it goes to the physical body. Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. And when you go into that level, the Naha means the entire humanity. You remember that? When the word Naha, the group of people are talking about, when we are talking about the dhiyo yonaha, we are talking about one human kind. So when you are doing this Gayatri Mantra, this yantra, with that yantra, the mantra of course is Om Bhuvasvata Svitaru Aranyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyana Prachodayat, and now you are in the yantra. You are able to yantra of it. And now when you come to this level of egoic nine petals of Tat Svitaru Aranyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyana Prachodayat, we go to the Vishnu. See what is happening there. Well, when we think about Vishnu, you know the heart, the prana. And it is based on your, can we say, the sleeping kundalini. That's why he is sleeping. Right? Now what is happening? You show me the Vishnu. If you leave it, what can I see? And now when you see, something is wonderful there is, the legs and all these are yellow, and above the waist to the head is blue, and about it is the peacock feather. Are you seeing it? And you always remember that peacock is the definition of yoga nidra. You always remember that. Whenever you use the peacock always means it is talking about yoga nidra. Then you know that in yoga nidra you are not to sleep. And you can think and think. And you all of you want to sleep, and I am talking all these things. The 5 minutes, at least you should learn to sleep now. How can I tell? Because I don't want this now into another class now. I think today's class is enough. All of you got the answer what I have told you. Tomorrow I will tell you more about it. But you know what is the meaning of yantra. And when you are talking about yantra, I would like to remember 5 points of... Now on page 12. All of you got page 12? This will be lead you into the realm of concepts. Now you see, we have consequently the following stages in the analysis of a symbol of yantra. First is its exoteric consideration, the line, form and color. The second is a quality, bold. Read it. A comprehension. All of you following it? Mm-hmm. All of you? The second point. After understanding the yantra, lines, forms and colors, a comprehension in the astral or emotional body of the pranamaya sharira of its quality, the reaction of a sensitive response to the impact of its qualitative nature. I will have to develop you about it in the astral world. And then we go back to page 23. Third point, 23, all of you. A conceptual consideration of its undivided underlying idea of what it is intended to teach of the intellectual mind in its
intended to convey.
And then the fourth?
The stage of the synthetic grasp of the purpose of the symbol, of its place in an ordered manifesting plan, of its true unified intent.
Fifth,
identification with the quality and purpose of the symbol as it is illuminated by the mind held steady in the light. This final stage brings into activity the brain as well as the mind.
And of course, the study of the first, second and third points. Okay, okay, you want to read it and you are interested in all these things and I am trying to disturb you. So tomorrow,